Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he a wonderful God?
Amen.
He's a wonderful Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to acknowledge. Amen. Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. It'd be a good idea just to lift holy hands right where you are. I don't want to forget something I'm leaving up here. Amen. Or did I not? Thank you, Jesus. Glorify the Lord. Isn't he a wonderful, wonderful Savior? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glorify the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, here. I lost something. Well, Jay, come on out of there. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Pastor Mike, we'll, the Spirit flows. We'll use whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. We trust you. Trust God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get to praise the Lord tonight? Did you?
Amen.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says this. Everybody say, be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good, somebody say, good.
Good.
Courage.
Courage.
I like that, don't you?
Amen.
Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Be strong and of good courage, and fear not. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Verse 8, and the Lord, he it is that doeth, that doth go with thee. You know what we said tonight? With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. Everybody say, God's on our side. So you can expect it to work out.
Amen.
He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor will he forsake thee, neither be dismayed. Anybody dismayed tonight? Anybody displaced tonight? Anybody wandering tonight? Are you still on track with where God wants you to go? Hallelujah. Is your faith still strong? Do you still hear the word deep down on the inside of your heart? You still feel like trucking on it. I like it what the old saints used to say. Amen. Somebody say, I'm running for Jesus. And I've been running for a long time, and I have not gotten tired yet.
Hallelujah.
How many of you got a mind to go all the way?
Amen.
All the way. No stopping. And then in Joshua chapter 2, verse 8, it says this. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord thy God have given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came up out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the kings of the Amorites, and were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon, and of Og, and ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man. Everybody say courage.
Courage.
Because of you, for the Lord your God, he is in heaven above, and in earth, in the earth beneath. How would you like it to where your testimony, amen? Your testimony causes your enemies. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. To lose courage.
Amen.
And to get out of the place that they don't need to be. Amen. Amen. So you can get going where God wants you to go. Everybody say courage.
Courage.
This word courage means forwardness. Amen. Forwardness. It means to be strong. It means to hold on. Somebody say hallelujah. It means to conquer and to maintain. It means you got to be obstinate, persistent, amen, in order that you might be able to recover. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 11, it says this, "Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and shall prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord thy God give wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God, then thou shalt prosper. If thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel, be strong." Somebody say, be strong.
Strong.
"And of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed." How many got the charge of God?
Amen.
Got the promise of God, got the command of God. Amen. And you're strong and y'all are quiet tonight. Amen. I don't know what all this quietness is. Amen. We better wake up a little bit. Hallelujah. It says, then thou shalt prosper. When are you going to prosper? You're going to prosper as soon as you get the law branded on the inside of your heart. What is the law to you? I know it's talking about there's a law of Moses. Amen. Thank God for the Ten Commandments and all those other things. But there are some commands that God placed on each and every one of our hearts. Amen. That we need to brand. Somebody say the word.
The word.
The word that God spoke to your heart. Amen. As soon as you make up in your mind that you heard the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you're going to stick to it. Amen. And you take it as a command of God. Amen. And you're not going to let go of it. Then you'll be strong. Amen. Then you will prosper. Somebody say prosper.
Prosper.
In all that you do. Amen. If thou takes heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord thy God charged Moses concerning Israel. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? Sometimes people don't prosper because they wonder. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of sticking to what God said to stick to.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want to prosper in the thing of God, you better hold on to the promise of God. For it's the word of God that will succeed. Amen. So often we're so concerned about us being successful. We want to be successful. We want to succeed, all that. But if you want to succeed, get on a word. Amen. The word of God's not going to return back to him void. Amen. But it will accomplish. Somebody say accomplish. That thing which it's sent to do.
Amen.
And you've got to have faith that the
Amen.
Word he spoke. Amen.
Amen.
In due season.
Amen.
It will. Somebody say it will.
It will.
Accomplish.
Accomplish.
And as soon as you hold on to it like a promise. Amen. As soon as you hold on to it like it's law. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll prosper.
Amen.
See, we want to wonder. Amen. Wondering is a terrible thing. You know, wondering and doubt and unbelief, you know, that's the place where nothing happens for us. You know, people want to develop their faith. You know, the devil will send all kind of stuff your way, all kind of mess your way to get you off track from the word of God, from the promise of God. But thank God that the Bible says we walk by what? Faith. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing how? Hearing by the word of God. Amen. And many times the devil wants to get you out, amen, by getting you to see different stupid stuff that goes on, amen, along the road. We've been out here for a while, amen. We've seen a lot of crazy things, amen. But thank God we weren't looking for circumstances, amen.
Amen.
Circumstances aren't going to out-talk what we believe to be the voice of God on the inside of our heart.
Amen.
Amen. He's been faithful again,
yes,
and again,
yes,
and again,
yes,
and again, and again. God said, listen, he said, you don't have to be afraid. Somebody say, I like that. We had 2 years, amen. And the one lesson that we were getting for those 2 years, don't you dare be afraid. Look at somebody and say, I'm not afraid.
Anymore.
Say it one more time. I'm not afraid anymore. If you want to prosper, that's one of the things you need to learn.
Amen.
Not to fear. Amen. When you hear God's voice, amen, you trust in that word. Amen. Hold on to that word. God is not a man that he should lie. He's never let us down, has he?
Amen.
Look like it get kind of close sometime. Amen. It looks like it gets real close sometimes. Sometimes it looks like you're about to go under and it's all over. Amen.
Amen.
Circumstances will do that to you, won't they? But if you hold on to Jesus, he'll be there. Amen.
Amen.
Right on time.
Amen.
He said, I will not fail thee, amen, nor will I leave thee. And if you got that promise, say, if God be for us. Say, if God be for us. Who? Who? Who can be against you? Somebody say, now I like this thing about Joshua. There's a whole slew of people that were supposed to go over, wasn't it? There was a whole nation that was supposed to go over, amen? A whole nation heard the word of the promise. Amen. They all got the law. Amen. But how many got to cross over? How many? Was it three? Amen. Just two. Joshua and Caleb got to cross over. The other two had the bad report. Excuse me. Amen. Joshua and Caleb got to cross over. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because. Amen. Why? They held on to the word of God. They didn't look at the impossibilities. When they went over there, it looked like no way. But they knew that God was a way. Amen? Even if the people that were with them, Pastor Mike, amen, Brother Mike. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, some people would have given up if everybody said, well, let's go on over. Say, we're not going nowhere. Amen? We're going to stay right here because we can't win. But they went over. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
God's always going to have somebody cross over. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God will always have somebody to cross over. Somebody say, where God is,
where God is,
that's where I want to be.
That's where I want to be.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Then thou shalt prosper. Only. Somebody say, only. Somebody say, only. I like that word. Go right back there. Somebody say, glory to Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 12. Here's one of the things that we have to learn. You know, we can read stuff in the Bible, but you know what? God will cause you to live it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you are in your faith. I don't know where you are in your walk. I don't know whether you're trying to bring forth the things of God. Amen. Somebody say, only.
Only.
Say, only again.
Only.
In verse 12, only the Lord. Everybody say, only the Lord. Shout it out because you might want to get this.
Only
the Lord give you wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to prosper, you got to learn to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And discern the difference. Then we talk about those people say, listen, I didn't hear God for you. You better learn to hear God for yourself.
Amen.
On the inside, have it confirmed. Somebody say, amen. He'll use other things to confirm what the Lord has spoken. But straight here in the word, it said, only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding and give thee charge concerning Israel. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. That thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. See, you know what? When people haven't heard, amen, they'll wonder.
Amen.
It's easy. Now, I know you got a ministry and you got certain things going on in your thing, amen, but you've heard God. Amen. And I'm sure different people come here from the right, come from the left and say, alter it this way, alter it that way. Somebody say hallelujah. But you got to hear the Holy Ghost yourself.
Amen.
And stick, if you want to prosper, amen, stick to what God said. Somebody say, only the Lord.
Only the Lord.
And you got to learn to hear God.
Amen.
You got to learn to hear God. So you got to understand, there are people that come through, amen. He has many prophets and many spokespersons, but you've got to learn to hear God within it. Amen. And weed through all the stuff. Hallelujah. I mean, you know the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
You won't learn the voice of the Lord until you got off on a couple tangents. Amen.
Amen.
We used to think, in America, they think that God, everybody thinks God is Southern, amen? They turn on TBN, and it's not the voice of God unless it's Enda, oh, Enda, hey, you know? That's how they discern the voice of God, you know? If it's sterling and got a twing on it, amen, got a bite on it, amen? You better know God's voice, amen? Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding and give thee charge concerning Israel. Some say responsibility.
Responsibility.
Hold on strong. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on strong. Make sure the voice, the inward voice on the inside of you is loud and clear. Amen. And it's not going to be loud and clear until you develop a prayer life.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And charge Moses concerning Israel, be of good courage, be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Why would he tell him that? Amen. Because he knew some of the things he'd be experiencing. He knew some of the things he'd be going through. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I don't know why I got this in my notes. Some say we're called to be encouraged.
To be encouraged.
Called to be encouraged. Called to be encouraged. And encouraged is different than just excited.
Amen.
Encouraged is more than knowing the theme song. Amen. Encouraged, there's something that happens when you're encouraged. You just hold on. Amen. It's a supernatural thing. You keep going. You don't even know why. Amen. But deep on the inside, amen, you're walking through fire, you're walking through rain, amen. It's the courage of God that keeps you going, amen.
Amen.
How do you keep courage? How do you keep encouraged, amen? I got this thing here, when talking breeds discouragement. Let me say hallelujah. How many have learned that kind of stuff? God's been dealing with us with our what?
Mouth.
With our mouth. Saying the right thing, amen. Saying things that build up, amen. So that God would continue to do what he wants to do. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Let's go there. Glory to God. By the way, we've heard this before. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Hold on to the word. Songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
It's been so supernatural. Pastor Mike, we just getting words, and every once in a while you get a good one. Amen. It changes things, and you never be the same. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have to hold on to that till God gives you something else. And you find out, amen, you find out those words are true when they come to pass.
Amen.
They're going to say, when so many people went off their way, were you surprised? Absolutely not. God said it. We got the tape.
Yep.
Brother Marty Blackwelder here,
yes,
from Rhema Bible Church.
Amen.
Associate pastor of Rhema Bible Church came here and said, you better hold on. He said, if you don't pick up psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, I guarantee you, you won't be here.
That's right.
He said, it'd be in less than 1 year, and not a one of you will be in here unless you learn. Amen. To be in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Amen. And people are so used to playing games, they didn't take it seriously. Amen. They didn't have a notebook. Amen. Didn't write it down. Amen. By the end of that season, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those that didn't heed the word of God, some left well, some left not so well. Amen. Some of the things you just couldn't understand, but weren't able to hold on because they couldn't hear the word. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. One of the things that we've learned, Pastor, it's a big thing in America right now. Mega is the big thing. Mega church is the big thing. That was the last wave that we've had. The mega church, the seeker-friendly church, the mega church. Everybody, if you got a crowd, you've got God. Somebody say hallelujah. And you can't make it without a crowd. I'm here to tell you, you can.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
I was just thinking about it tonight. I said, I get to go to church. Amen. But when I go to church, I get to hear God.
Amen.
I get to leave encouraged. Amen. I get to leave with passion on the inside of my heart, strengthened in faith. How many of you built up in the faith? Amen.
Amen.
Built up in the Holy Ghost and growing. Not just hanging, but growing. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says this. Again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree. Now, you know, this is an old message that I'm going over. I didn't even know all the stuff was going to be in the message. I printed this out this morning. Holy Ghost said, go to this date and print it out. Amen. And I just printed it out. Amen. And said, okay, we'll just flow with it on Sunday night. Somebody say hallelujah. And how many of y'all remember Friday night? We were talking about Friday night, that every meeting that we have together, amen, is a plan and it's a purpose to that meeting, right?
Amen.
And there's a plan and purpose to that meeting. Who's going to show up? God's going to show up.
Amen.
And that we're to make the most of every opportunity. Amen. And we're to redeem every day. Somebody say, redeeming evil days. Pastor Mike, I got a real strange perception on that redeeming evil days stuff. Amen. Evil, when people get off track and when people just missing it. Amen. When the majority misses it, what do you do? Amen. For the days are evil. Said again, I say, I'm jumping all over the place, but you can hear me if you want to. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say two or three.
Two or three.
Where two or three to gather together in my name. There I am in the midst of them. Some say God in the midst. What does it take to get God in the midst? What does it take to get God in the house? Amen. Some say two or three gathered together. Amen. In his name. Some say glory to God. You know, there's more than just in his name and just saying it with your mouth. Amen. We've learned that, isn't it? Amen. Walking in his name. Amen. There I am. Some say, there I am. In the midst of them. Look at someone and say, God wants to show up. Tell somebody on the other side, God wants to show up. It doesn't take a crowd. It doesn't take a crown. It doesn't take, you know, you don't have to go thank God when you get that big corporate anointing. Amen. I've been big crowds. You know, if it took a crowd, he'd be at every football game. Amen.
Amen.
He'd be at every basketball game. Amen. He would be at that little Italian joint we went to last night. Amen. You couldn't stop the people from coming in. He was there, but was he manifest? People gathered together in his name will bring him there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There I am in the midst of them. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
And then the word says, if I'm with you, I won't fail you.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. I won't fail you. I won't let you down. You don't have to be afraid as long as you got somebody. Amen. Just one, two, or three. Somebody say two or three.
Two or three.
God will be there. And when you got God, it's impossible to fail.
Amen.
And the only thing you've got to do is what he said do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say we got more than enough to do. And to accomplish what God has given us on our life. Don't be sidetracked. Don't be thrown off. See, many people get thrown off. Amen. No, I'm just going to stick to the word of God.
Amen.
He's the one that has to be successful. Amen. I just got to be obedient.
Amen.
I like that scripture we read this morning. Somebody, I can do
all
things through Christ who strengthens me. I got it made. Look at somebody and say, I got it made. I know I've got it made. I know I've got it made. I know I can fulfill exactly what God wants me to fulfill with my life and totally satisfied with it. Amen. Because I know I've heard it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know, amen, if we lose half of them, I at least got one. Glory to God.
Amen.
And if I got one, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I've got God.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
People are afraid to step out. Amen. People getting confused. There I am in the midst of them. Some say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Some say the manifest presence of God.
Manifest.
Why would he say there I am in the midst of them when we know that God is omnipresent? He's everywhere, isn't he? But why would he say, you know, he wouldn't need to remind us. He said, there I'll manifest myself. Some say agreement. Brings manifestation.
Brings manifestation.
When God wants to show up, amen, he weeds out.
Amen.
So say hallelujah. Amen. It might take him some time to do it. It might take him years to do it, amen. But when God wants to do it, he weeds out. When God wants to win a battle, what does he do? He weeds it out.
Mm-hmm.
Takes him to the water. Let's see how this one drinks, amen. It's not the number of swords. It's not the number of horses. It's not the number of guns. It's not the number of men, amen. It's God.
Amen.
And agreement. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to Mark chapter 14, verse 58. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Actually, forget that one. That was just, let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. No, you can go to Mark chapter 14, 58. It's not going to hurt. He said, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. Somebody say hallelujah. Those, you know what? Those that came against Jesus, came against the anointing, amen. They made note of it, amen. They couldn't even come against him, amen. They couldn't come against him together, amen. They couldn't even agree to bring him down, amen. Can you agree? 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water and the blood. These three do what? Agree in one. Hallelujah. And then we read this morning Amos chapter 3, verse 3. It says, can two walk together except you agree? Somebody say, how? Now you can get a bunch of people together that don't agree, but they ain't going to walk nowhere. They're not going to walk by faith. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many want to get from one place to another place? You can hang out with anybody, but you can't walk with everybody. Amen. You got to be in agreement to get to the next place. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, we can agree.
We can agree.
And we can take steps of faith.
We can take steps of faith.
People that learn. Amen. Agreement. Amen. You know, and what do you agree on? The word of God.
That's right.
And you're not going to be able to agree on any word you haven't heard for yourself.
Amen.
When you got people that heard it for themselves, somebody say glory to God. If you prophesied to them, amen, that'll grow old, amen.
Amen.
That'll only stand for so long, amen, until the water gets hot, amen. I only stand for so long until somebody gets on your nerves, or until you get a toot, or until I say the wrong thing, amen, or tick you off, amen. How many would have been gone a long time ago?
Amen.
But you heard it, amen. Somebody say, you heard it. Rita said, amen, amen. I would have been gone too, amen.
Amen.
But you heard God yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what you hold on to. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Everybody say, I'm
going to agree
and get
to the next
level. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm glad Pastor Mike's here. Somebody say, hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost just a bit. Somebody say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like we're in between the waves. Hallelujah. I feel that we're in between the waves. Glory to God. I know he's up to something. Glory to God. I know long term where I'm going to go, but amen. But step by step, I'm just taking it by faith. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God you've learned not to fear. Thank God you've learned how to live by faith, and now you're manifesting it. Amen. Things that would have blown you away no longer blow you away. Amen. You're able to receive it. You don't even believe in deadlines. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just know two or three things. Glory to God. Amen. Halloween season that we just came out of, we just learned not to fear. So I know one thing, there's nothing to fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a deliverance. Glory to God. And I know this other thing. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just keep hearing over and over. Somebody say, taking it.
Taking it.
To the next level.
To the next level.
That's where I believe we're at prophetically.
Hallelujah.
Going over to the next level. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Going over to the next level. Just doesn't seem the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got any words to exhort us or encourage us, Pastor, brother? Hallelujah. I know you go where the Holy Ghost sends you. Amen. I think that's powerful. I just think that's powerful.
Yes.
I just think that's extremely powerful.
Amen.
You know, we've learned, amen, to trust the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen.
Amen.
That's something else. Somebody say, getting connected. Amen.
Connected.
For what God's about to do.
Amen.
For what God's about to do.
I could have been anywhere tonight.
Yes, I know that. Amen. You probably don't know Pastor Mike, but we know Pastor Mike. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I know some of the reasons you could be here. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I believe that after you leave this place, no matter how long you stay, whatever, amen, we're up to what God's up to. Amen.
Amen.
But I just speak at healing service. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I catch that. Isn't that strange?
Praise
I catch that just in those little whispers. Today I just heard the Holy Ghost said in the Sunday morning services. Amen. Just have short healing services. Right after worship and praise, have a little short time of healing service. Amen. You know, and I just kept it and left it alone, left it to myself, didn't say anything, just weren't even obedient on it. Wasn't even obedient on it today. Amen. Wasn't even obedient, didn't do it. Amen. And then tonight, amen, brings a healing ministry into the house. Somebody say, glory
to
God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, getting ready.
Getting ready.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here, you want this?
Can you hear me? They can hear me. It's all right.
Well, they can't catch you on that thing. Something might happen if we want to see the tape or get the DVD. Amen.
See, I'm not even in my suit.
That's okay. I like the leather.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. I just said to my wife this evening, you know, I was ministering somewhere else this morning, and I said, well, I'm just going to go down to Nations and see Rod and Jesse.
Praise
God. Praise you,
Jesus. Amen. So I purposely came after 7.
Thank you, Father.
After, as you said. But as I said in the key, you know, our ministry has just grown and grown and grown. We came here initially, felt led, called to America, still feel led to America, but we're spending less and less time in America. The international arena is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Hallelujah.
And we spent 6 months here last year and 6 months in other nations. We visited, I think, 7 or 8 different countries last year, ministering and sharing and seeing hundreds of thousands of people saved. And I want to tell you, literally tens of thousands of people healed.
Hallelujah.
We see in every single meeting we go to, at least 70% of the church coming out for healing. There's a sick
Glory
church out
God.
There. There's a sick church. But the key is to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
And that's what was brought across here tonight.
Amen.
To hear the voice of God. Now, it's one thing to hear the voice of God, because once you've heard the voice of God, so many times we think that God's going to make it happen.
Amen.
But just because you've been given instruction, Because that's what it is when you hear the voice of God. It is instruction. Doesn't mean that it's going to automatically happen. You have to possess the land step by step and promise by promise.
Amen.
Amen? Now, you were sharing something tonight, I think it was from Joshua with Rahab.
Yes.
Was it Joshua or
right.
Joshua 2, I think?
Joshua 2.
I think that's where it is. But there's something that I want to show you there that might just excite you. Joshua chapter 2, verse 8. All right. She said, I know the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Why were they fainting? Because of the children of God. Not because they were who they were, but was who their trust was in.
That's right.
See, it says, for we know the Lord has given you the land. So their fear was more in the Lord because they knew that God had given them the land. And if God has given them the land, then the land is theirs no matter what the inhabitants of the land can do or say.
Amen.
So they said, we have lost heart. We have lost courage. Because it says, if we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. Now I want you to notice that. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, which your pastor already shared with you, from Jordan, Zion, and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard it, when did they hear that the children of Israel had come out of Egypt and had destroyed the kings of Jordan, Zion, and Og? 40 years earlier.
Amen.
In other words, the children of the promised land had been waiting for 40 years for the day that Joshua and Caleb possessed the promised land.
Amen.
The children of Israel did not know that the people in the promised land were in terror and in dread because
of
them.
And
they did not, because they sent 12 spies into the land, 10 brought a bad report. Because of that bad report, the whole generation, that's why the only two of that generation that passed in, everybody from 22 years and up had to die in the wilderness by the words of their own testimony. They brought the curse upon themselves by what they said, by what they spoke. And God said, what they said in my hearing will happen to them. And they said, the Lord brought us out of Egypt to let us die in the desert, that the birds of the air will eat our eyes and eat our and the flesh of our carcasses. And God said, what they prophesied on themselves will happen, except for Joshua and Caleb. 40 years Joshua and Caleb had to wait for a generation to die. You see, God never asked them for their opinion when he sent them in to spy out the promised land. He said, go and see the land. I want to show you a land that I've given you. Go and see what a good land it is and how it flows with milk and honey. He did not ask them for the opinion of whether they could take the land or not. He had already given them the land. The land was already there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So for 40 years, they wandered around in the wilderness when they could have been 40 years earlier in the promised land. If they had just put their trust and confidence in the God who said, I've given you the land.
Amen.
So you see, it's one thing to hear the voice, but it's another thing to obey. Because many times the obstacles look insurmountable. Many times it looks like we can't get in, we can't do this. Here's an obstacle, there's a barrier. You know, God's told me he's going to do this for me. How is it possible? I don't have the money. I don't have the means. I don't have the people. That's irrelevant. The deciding factor is that God said. That God said. So the key to ministry, the key to your success, is not necessarily how big you grow, but are you obeying the voice of God?
Amen.
Are you obeying the voice of God? Amen. Now, that was just to kind of just come in from where you were. Because 40 years. That had happened 40 years before. She said, our hearts fainted because of you. 40 years before. They'd been waiting for 40 years. I wonder how old Rahab was when Joshua and Caleb came in. They were in the 80s. I guess Rahab was a kid when she heard about it in the early days. And here's a prostitute that lands up in Hebrews chapter 11. I mean a whore. A prostitute. How on earth did she land up in the hall of faith? With all the other great names in the kingdom. Because she said, the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. She pretty much said, Jesus is my Lord. That's how she got in the hall of faith, because she had put her trust in God. And she was delivered. She was saved because of that. Amen. Now in Galatians 6, and we'll shut down with this. It says, do not be deceived and deluded or misled. See, God's giving you a word, and that word's not going to happen automatically. Amen. You're going to have to possess the land. Joshua and Caleb had to possess the land. Amen. You're going to have to do some walking, some marching, some possessing. And you do it with the word of God. You don't do it by going and doing demonstrations in the street. To me, that doesn't achieve anything.
Amen.
I mean, here we had people out there, you know, Christian people. I saw it on the news last night. Out there, all right, standing for Bush. And praise God, I stand up for him. He's the best thing, I believe, that ever happened to this nation. I really believe that. With all my heart. But here they have this word up there. I'm trying to think what it was now. Oh yeah. The unbelievers are trying to oppress the president. How do you spell oppress? OPPRESS. They had this huge big banner, and there it was. Bang slap in the middle of the screen. APPRESSED. I'm looking at thinking, oh no. They Christians, they can't even spell the word oppressed. I mean, come on. What does that achieve? Nothing. But we have to possess the land, promise by promise, step by step. And here's how we do it. Do not be deceived. Verse 7 of Galatians 6. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions. There are many people out there who are pretending that they are hearing from God and they're walking with God and they're living on their charisma. But God said he will not be sneered at. He will not be mocked or scorned, disdained by mere pretensions or professions. Just because you're saying the right thing doesn't mean that you're pleasing God. You see, you've got to be saying it from the heart. It's got to come from within. It's what you believe in your heart and speak with your mouth that will come to pass, not just mere pretensions and words. Amen. What's this? Or by his precepts being set aside. In other words, God's not going to be mocked if you set aside his precepts. There are certain precepts in the scripture that have been set down. Amen? There are conditions, there are laws that have been laid down that we have to abide by. And one of the biggest laws that is broken by the church is the law of tithing. Only 12% of the church tithe. That means, I mean, 12%, can you imagine? Only 12%? 12 out of 100? That's 1.2 out of 10. But it's a precept that God has set in motion that we as believers should be adhering to.
Amen.
Not only tithe, because God said with tithes and offerings. So there's offerings that go above the tithe.
Amen.
Tithe is 10%. People say, oh, well, I'm tithing 30% or 50% or 60%. They're lying. You can only tithe 10%.
Amen.
You can offer 50 or 60%, Amen. But you can only tithe 10%. Well, I tithe 90 and live on 10. No, you lying outfit. You give 10%, you might give another 80%, and you live off the rest.
Amen.
But you can only give 1/10 as a tithe, no
That's
more.
Right.
Sounds good, but it, you know. Amen. It's ridiculous. By his precepts being set aside, now his precepts, that one of them is loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with everything within you. I'm not going to go through all the precepts tonight, but there are a bunch of them. Amen. But some of the most common ones that are misused is money. Don't have to tithe. It's under the old covenant. That's a lie.
Amen.
Tithing was before the law.
Amen.
Tithing was with Abraham 460 years before Moses.
Amen.
Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. Tithing has never passed away. It came right on through the cross into the new covenant.
Amen.
Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm not teaching on tithing. All right? What's this? It says, he inevitably deludes himself. Who attempts to delude God? In other words, the days of playing church and the days of playing the fool are over. They were over a long, long time ago. The church just didn't realize it. But I'm telling you right now, you try to fool God, you are just fooling yourself. Because God will not be fooled. He will not be mocked or scorned at. Amen? For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. If you're saying from your life, it's saying love, it's saying kindness, it's, you know, it's in your marriage as a husband, taking the lead in the home. The father taking the lead as a father. The wife and the mother taking their rightful place in the home. You see, what you sow is what you reap. You sow friendship, you're going to get friendship. You sow peace and harmony, you're going to get peace and harmony. You sow finance, you're going to get finance back. But the only time you get finance back is when you bring the tithe first and then bring the offering. The tithe opens the window of heavens. The offering is what causes the return to come back. What measure it's going to come back with. Okay? For he sows to his own flesh, lower nature, sensuality will from his own flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap life eternal.
Glory to God.
Now listen to this. Verse 9. This is, I believe this is the scripture for you here tonight.
Thank you, Father.
And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap.
Amen.
For in due time at the appointed season. I found out I've been in ministry over 20 years, 21 years this year. I mean, I have a 21st anniversary this year of ministry. 21 years preaching the gospel.
When is your anniversary?
July. Hallelujah. July of this year. 21 years preaching the gospel. And I found out in 21 years, all right, that there are seasons in God.
Yes.
Amen.
There are seasons in God. Do you know that there is a spring?
Yes.
And in spring, there's new life. Things begin to spring forth. Spring, new things begin to happen in the spring.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's little goats and little lambs and little calves. In the springtime is where all the new stuff is coming out. New flowers, new grass or grass, as you say it. Or everything new is coming out in the spring. Everything new. Then you get the summer. And in the summer, all the new things are watered. Everything's watered. The rain comes and it's watered. And all that new life is nurtured and grows and grows. You take care of it. You've got to mow the lawn. You've got to weed the garden. You've got to take care of the baby and take care of the calves, because they're now growing from babies into young children. Amen. So in the summertime, there's time of plenty. There's rain, there's harvest, there's all sorts of things happening. Then you have the autumn. And all the leaves begin to fall. Begins to get a little quieter. Leaves begin to turn color. And you have these seasons in God. Every single one of them. I found this out in 21 years of ministry. I found out their seasons. I've been through them all.
Jesus.
And the autumn is getting you ready for the winter season. So in the autumn, you're harvesting, you're storing up, you're getting everything together you need to get together, because there's a winter coming. Because when winter comes, there's the cold, the ice, the snow, and everything is dead. If you come from where I come from in South Africa, everything goes brown. There is nothing green anywhere. Everything is dry and brown, and there's dust and everything blowing. It's pretty much the same here in Texas, except I do see some green around. You know, but where I come from, everything is brown. It's barren. But just because it's winter doesn't mean God left.
Amen.
we have to prepare for the winter season so we can go through the winter season. And you see, here it is right here. Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time, at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now, let me say this to you. If you've prepared yourself through the spring, through the summer, through the autumn, it's going to be a breeze going through the winter. Because you've got everything stored up. You've got everything you need. You're just going to flow on through. The winter's not going to affect you. You're going to have the warm clothes. You're going to have the things you need. And in the spirit, you're going to have what you need in the winter month. It might seem like God's gone on holiday. It might seem like he's gone to the backside of heaven and you're not hearing from him. Because in the winter month, sometimes it's a case of, I don't feel nothing, don't see nothing. Yeah. God, are you there? You hide the word in your heart when you don't need it. So when in the winter months you need it, out it comes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I believe there's a season in God for this church. I believe you've been through the winter, and I believe you've had a hard winter.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe, I don't know what's been going on here. I really don't. I love Ron and Jesse. When was I? Like, 2-3 years ago? I came to preach here.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. We had some healings, brother.
Yes, we did.
We had some healings. There were some good healings here. But the bottom line is this. I just sensed in my heart there's been some real hard winter. It seems like the winter's been longer than normal. How many of some years winter just seems to go on and on and on? Back in home, we've had some occasions. Our winter normally ends at the end of August. Come September, it's spring. All the public swimming pools open 1st of September because that's the time you can start swimming. It's warmed up. You're in spring. It's officially spring, 1st of September in South Africa. But we have had, and South Africa is not notorious for snow, but we have had snow in November.
Mm.
I was in New Zealand in the middle of November, end of November, beginning December. That is the height of summer. The height of summer. The whole of Christchurch was covered in snow. We went there with summer clothes, freezing. So sometimes the winter seems to go on a little longer than we expect. But just because the winter season seems to be longer than we expected it to be, doesn't mean spring isn't coming.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you tonight, spring's around the corner.
Oh, glory to God.
Spring is around the corner.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's about to break forth.
Oh, bless the Lord.
The big meltdown has come.
Hallelujah.
The ice has melted. The snow has melted. The sun's beginning to shine.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says in Isaiah that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You can see I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just following God, man. And I really believe that's what it's all about here for this church, that the Son of Righteousness is rising up in Nations Church with healing in his wings. Well, I don't want to just keep on going, but I just sense that's what the Lord had me to come and share with you tonight. I don't know how I was going to share it. I don't know what God wanted me to really do. I just knew I had to be here. I didn't come here expecting to minister or whatever. I just came to be here because I had you on my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I had a free,
Father.
Not often I get a free Sunday night.
Amen.
Huh?
It's not very often I get a free Sunday night.
No.
Praise God.
I mean, next week I'll be in Missouri.
Praise
no,
God.
Kentucky, Benton, Kentucky. Paducah in the morning, Benton, Kentucky. Pastor David Parrish. There's a big mission church up there. The church is bigger than the town.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
They have a town of about 400 people, and they've got a church of about 1,000, I think it is, 1,500. Amen. Benton, Kentucky. So, hallelujah. God is good. So, I just want to share that with you tonight. Pastor, I don't know if you want to. I just know that's what the Lord had me share.
Hallelujah. Well, what do we do? Somebody say glory to God. That's praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unexpected word, but a good word. Hallelujah.
Oh, here you are.
Unexpected word, but a good word. And you know what we're going to do when we get a good word? You know what? And when you catch that stuff, you got to be really careful. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. And when you see certain people and you know they have places to be and things to do. Amen.
Amen.
And God told us on Friday night, well, look at you people. Aren't we good around
Amen.
Here? Pastor Mike, Amen. We're just blessed people. Isn't it great?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't it great? Isn't it
Lord
super?
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So well. Amen. When you get a good word, sow to it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you'll reap it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Right in the pocket. Right in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
We felt Jesse had a vision about a month or two ago. Huh? A dream. It was a dream. He hardly dreams. And he dreamed of this huge wave. But it was really the thing that was remarkable about the dream was in between the waves. And that's what we feel like. We're in between the waves, you know? When nothing's happening, you know, the big wave comes through and in between the waves, and the thing he got with it, he saw the water pull back right before the big wave comes in. You're from South Africa, you know, right before the big wave, the water pulls back. And we interpret that as the water gets sucked back out. We say life sucks right before the big wave. And, you know, it sucks it up. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, it hallelujah. And comes back in big. What a wonderful word. And you can tell it's very prophetic, because even Friday night we were talking about the other South African brother. You remember? Friday night over at the bookshelf.
Yes.
A small meeting, and another one of our South African brothers came in and gave us a word that we've held on like a dog on a bone of it.
Amen.
Like a dog on a bone. Amen.
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 Like an Ethiopian with rice. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We held on. We held on to it. Brother Drummond Tom. You know, Drummond Tom was a very powerful man of God, and I was in the office thinking about him, and he gave us a word a couple years back. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about this season. I like this season. Somebody said it's long winter's over.
Hallelujah.
How long have we been hearing that?
Glory to God.
How many are already starting to see it?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I
don't believe it's a coincidence.
Oh, no.
God,
divine appointment to be here tonight.
Thank you.
So that's what we picked up. The Holy Ghost, the whole message on Friday night was, you know, every meeting's powerful.
Amen.
You better be, and God warned us.
Amen.
God warned us on Friday night. Remember, he warned us on Friday night? He said, you better take these meetings serious. He said, every meeting is crucial. Amen.
Amen.
And every meeting has purpose, and every meeting has significance. God's
Amen.
Trying to get something accomplished.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get a seed to sow, hold it up, pray over it. Make it directly out to the brother Mike Everson. We're going to give you our own check. They're going to give it right to you. Mike Everson. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Do it right. E-V-E-R. Kathy, this would be a good seed for you to sow. Amen. Pray over it. Ask your husband. Amen. Since you're looking to go into the healing ministry, you reap what you sow. It is a valid ministry. It is a valid ministry with valid healings. We have seen it. We were there.
Amen.
We've been there. He's been here. We've seen the healings. Amen.
Amen.
We've seen the healings. And Pastor Sawyer's no joke. Amen. He wouldn't hang out with anybody that is a joke.
Amen.
Amen. As long as he's been out in ministry, if Pastor Sawyer's behind it, you know it's good. Somebody say hallelujah. So sow a good seed there. And even if you're happy with the word, get anything in your hand. Amen. And you know what you sow? Not only for the healing ministry, but to bless him. You know why we're sowing? Amen. We're just thanking God for the word. You know what? Because, you know, when people hear something from God, thank God he got up and got in the car and came here and took the step of faith to sit through a service. Amen. Just to tell you good news.
Amen.
He could have kept it to himself.
Amen.
But he decided to give it. Amen. Hallelujah. What you got? Who had something? Was it you, Ben? Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to pray for the lady who's going to believe in God to heal the ministry. We've seen 3-4 raised from the dead already.
Yes. Get up here.
Eyes open, deaf ears open. People coming out of
the You'll probably have to go to one of those meetings over there.
I've got stuff on my computer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We've seen people with hunchback, we've seen lupus healed, cancer healed. I mean, we've just seen lumps disappear with people's bodies. It's awesome.
Even here, we've seen the healing. Jim Fruge and Shirley, Patty. Pally McMillan, seen those healings right here. Saw legs grow out right here at this chair right here. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Legs coming out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Some good meetings. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all ready? Praise the Lord. So he's going to pray for that. Brother Jesse, come on. Where are you at? Hallelujah. He ditched us. Amen. He said something that offended him. Amen. He's getting his own check. When Jesse pulls out a check, you're about to get blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. How many are glad about that?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Pray for your stepdad. Amen. Why don't you stand up?
We'll pray for any needs.
Pray for any needs in the area of healing. Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are, everybody. Get ready. God's ready to do something. He said it. He was going to be he's sending the help. He sent the word. What are you going to do about it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Start to bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Amen. If you're being blessed, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're increasing, thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It's a good seed. It's going to come back. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you so much that you have blessed us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Exceedingly and abundantly. Hallelujah. More than we could ever think or even ask for, almost. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for that. Father God, you blessed us that we are able. Somebody say able.
Able.
Ooh, glory to God. To give Hallelujah. And to respond. That we are alive financially. Because we have ability to respond. So right now, Father God, we send a seed into the healing of the nations. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We send a seed of faith into the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. And Father God, you're going to bring it back rapidly.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for a vessel. For an angel that we can just put the dough up under their wing, Father God, and have them take it out. Amen.
Praise
and put it where
Father.
It needs to go.
Praise you, Father.
And we thank you, Father God, for the prophet's reward on it.
Yes.
Right
Lord.
Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
From the top of my head,
from the top of my head
to the very soles of my feet. It's even manifesting in my checkbook. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise
Be
Jesus.
Blessed and sow it directly to him with faith. Hallelujah. Give it directly to him with faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you've been blessed, tell him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Mike is going to be praying. Sister Kathy, amen. Come on up here, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else with any form of sickness, amen. Hallelujah. Let's get this thing out of here, amen. Brother Dean, get ready. We're about ready to have a move of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You better get your catchers, brother. Get them trained. We get ready to get in. Here we go. He doesn't know how to. Amen.
I release a double portion of everything that I have.
That's God.
Now, in Jesus.
Holy little shata. Basin and a handa. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We call together in this thing.
Father, release
the anointing on my brother's life.
Yee, kola, ha, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. He's there. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. He's in the heavenlies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help over here. Hallelujah. 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 He's going to be fine. Just put a chair behind him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put a chair behind him.
Come on, all this infection to dry up and go.
Yay, yeah, little bosata.
Now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do
your father or somebody you
yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good to see somebody getting excited.
Thank you, Jesus. That's her. Hallelujah.
This is healing the poverty. Okay. And in the physical? Pain in the chest. Put your hand right there. Father, in the name that's above every name, I break the spirit of poverty over this young lady's life. I set her free.
Hallelujah. Bell, come here, dear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
I remember from the first time I came here.
She's held strong. Faithful. Glory to God.
What do we need prayer for? Back here now. Father, in the name of the Father, every name. Come on, every disc, every place. Every disc, every place. Put her in infection. Why not? Why not? All this pain done. What's wrong with your daughter?
My daughter's home sick right now.
What's wrong?
Some bronchitis, flu kind of stuff.
Father, I curse. What's her name?
Jane Ellen.
Father, I bring Jane Ellen before you right now. Just hang on a sec. Just hang on. Val.
Check it.
Try and find the pain.
Oh my God.